The campaign-style tour will take Treasury Secretary John Snow, Commerce Secretary Don Evans, and Labor Secretary Elaine Chao from Milwaukee to Green Bay and then Wausau. They'll spend part of the time accentuating the positive, stressing historically low interest rates, a rebound on the stock market, and growing consumer confidence. But Commerce Department spokesperson Trevor Francis says the Bush team will also acknowledge there's more work to do.
It's important to say that we do see the economy moving in the right direction. However, it's not getting there fast enough. There are still far too many people that are looking for jobs that are out of work, and that's really the message that we're going to be taking to these two states. Yes, signs of optimism, but also some things of concern.
Cabinet members say they're addressing those concerns with the current taxpayer rebate program and the president's proposal to give $3,000 grants to people wanting to retrain for new work. But one Wisconsin economist says it will take more than that to get the economy growing. Bill Duddleston of Edgewood College in Madison says the effects of budget deficits in 45 of the 50 states negate some of the gains being made by the economy. He says what's really needed is a boost in business purchasing.
It remains to be seen if that can happen because there's lots of unused capacity sitting around idle. About 26% of the manufacturing base is sitting around idle. I don't think many new businesses are going to go out and buy new machinery when they have so much unused capacity at this stage.
The trip will also take the three cabinet members to Minnesota. The administration says they were chosen for their economic diversity. Wisconsin is also seen as a key battleground state in next year's election. Bush lost to Al Gore here in 2000 by 5,700 votes. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.